What's up, Windsor? Krista Klunder from Angie Goulet and Associates. And today I have the beautiful, talented, smart
Jasmine McCurdy.
So as you can see, Fiona's not with us today. So hi, Fee. So I've got Jasmine here with me. And Jasmine is part of our team of Angie Goulet. Yep. And she is one of our phenomenal administrators. So tell us, before I tell them the big secret reveal of why you're here, tell us what you do.
Well, I work in the office. Basically, I pretty much do all of the client care, the background listing, taking care of
all the offers.
Yeah,
the all
offers,
of us.
Listing, just
you are basically running the show behind the scenes. You are running the show.
Yes,
she is doing everything. So if you get an email from us, if you're a client, you get an email from us. This is the face behind that email. So I don't know what we would do without Jasmine. We would be like floundering in water without
a ring. You guys are awesome to work with, so it makes it easier to work with people who are equally as awesome.
Aw, well, thank you. Who's the best to work with? No, I'm kidding.
I can't answer that. I can't.
Just kidding. Okay, so we are going to delve a little bit into real estate stats right now before we get into, again, the fun conversation you and I are going to have. So inflation was announced that inflation actually went up. So we are currently sitting at 3.4%, up from 3.1% in November. That's not good news.
No.
That to Canadians really scared us. To real estate agents, it really scared us because we just recently had a Bank of Canada interest rate announcement. And we all thought for sure, oh man, inflation is up. Guess what? Mortgage rates are going to go up as well.
Totally understandable.
Right? Yeah. And that's in the previous year and a half, 2 years, however long it's been, that's been the trend.
Okay.
So we were kind of like, oh crap, what's going on? Good news is Bank of Canada kept the mortgage rates the same.
Okay.
They did not raise them. They did not decrease them. They are the same. So I think, I mean, I am no economist, but I think a lot of economists are saying the mortgage rates are not what is going to save or hinder the inflation rate.
Right.
Right?
I can see that.
Other things like gas and groceries and other things, right? Like, it is expensive, man, to go get groceries right now.
Even laundry soap, I'm telling you, like, laundry soap went from this price to almost double.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, your bill comes to, whatever, $150 at the grocery store. You walk out with two bags.
You used to be able to put groceries in your trunk.
Yeah.
Now you put them in your back seat.
Yeah. Or front seat
right? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So the good news is for buying a house, the mortgage rates are remaining the same. Other good news is that the banks themselves are starting to lower their portion of the rates.
Which
so,
is good.
Yeah. So we do see rates coming down slowly but surely. The hope is that we will land somewhere probably around that 4-4.5%, which is still actually pretty good.
Right.
Let's compare it to the 1980s where people were seeing 22% interest rates. The problem is that most people right now remember when rates were at 2%.
So they're like, back in my day,
when
it wasn't even that long ago.
No,
exactly.
And those were unheard of rates.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so good news is that Bank of Canada has held the rate, and bad news is inflation is up slightly, but I think they're getting that under control.
We got this.
They'll just keep raising the price of detergent and chicken and alcohol.
Absolutely.
Those taxes. So be sure to stay tuned. The next announcement from the Bank of Canada will be March 6th. So, of course, we will bring you the stats on that and what happened. But, you know, something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
So let's just touch very briefly. We don't have January stats out quite yet. So where is the market right now?
Good question.
You will be a good one to answer this as well. I personally am seeing that in the past week, the phones have started ringing again. Now, this means it rolls downhill to you once we're submitting offers and listings
right.
and that sort of thing. But the beginning of January was a little bit slow. Would you agree?
I agree. Yep.
Yeah.
It was slow. The calls, I feel like people are calling for just to get information right now.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the first steps to buying.
Yeah. It's not like concrete. Yeah. We're not submitting.
Getting your feet wet, you know, just a little bit. Yeah. So I see that.
Yes.
But I feel like February is when it normally picks up. That's what I see on my end.
Yeah. And I will say, Fiona and I talk about this all the time. The weather is such a dictator and predictor in our market.
Who wants to go and look at homes in this?
With that freezing cold that we had, like, I didn't want to get off my couch, mm-hmm. let alone other people, right? So now that this snow is starting to melt,
yes.
and yeah, it's yucky
and
slush.
Slippery walkways. I can't do that. Nobody salts their walkways. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like walking in that, got to be careful.
It's terrible, yeah. So I'm starting to see that I think spring market is coming. Also talking with a few other realtors that their February looks like it's going to be super busy.
Yes.
So we need more inventory, number one.
Yes.
We need people to buy that inventory, number two. So, you know, if you're thinking about selling or buying, now is a great time to have somebody come out and give you an assessment.
Absolutely.
And see what they say, right? So we keep this girl busy.
Keep me busy. I need that.
Yes. Okay. So let's delve into why you're here. So I thought it would be super fun to go over some questions of typical first-time buyer questions.
Everybody has them.
Everybody has them. I'm dealing actually with three, I think, first-time buyers right now, and all the questions are the same. So we thought, why not you kind of banter back and forth? You ask me some questions, I'll answer them as best as I can.
Okay, so I feel like
just don't make it too hard.
First question I feel like is, where do I start? I'm just like going to look for a house, but where do I start?
Get on MLS and buy something.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's other processes to start with before I just start shopping.
Yes. So the number one thing that we are going to recommend, the first conversation I always have is, are you pre-approved? Have you talked to a bank yet? So as you guys know, we've had several mortgage people on this podcast. We know lots that we can recommend to you, but the number one reason you want to get approved is, how much can you shop for?
Right, yeah.
You need to have a budget.
Right, that I can afford because you have this mortgage, you know what I mean? If you're approved, you have to be able to afford it.
That's right. And you used a word that was perfect earlier, comfort.
Yes.
We just talked about how expensive groceries are. And you're right, like bang on. If the bank says you can afford $500,000, doesn't mean you have to spend it.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So that's number one. Now, the bank is going to ask you for a lot of paperwork. They're going to ask you for your most recent pay stubs. They're going to do a credit check on you, all these kinds of things. So it's very important that is your first step.
Okay.
Yeah, number one. I mean, go on realtor.ca on the app. It's super fun and have a look. But you definitely want to know how much you can shop for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is a deal breaker when purchasing a home? Like, is it something... like a roof? Is it, I don't know, an inspection or something that can just totally throw you off?
Yep. It's a good question. It also depends a lot on the buyer's comfort level.
True.
Personally, my biggest red flag to a buyer is always foundation of a home.
Okay.
So for example, I was showing a house the other day and there was a giant tree 3 feet from the house.
Okay.
And that tree was lifting not only the porch, but you could see where it was starting to crack the foundation. Big concern. Fixable? Trees
probably
continue to grow.
But yeah.
Still fixable, right? So, and again, when I say comfort level, like if you say to me, I'm a person that's handy, I can redo kitchens, bathrooms, all these kinds of things, mm-hmm. then it opens up our window a little bit more.
Fixer-upper, more.
So not really a deal breaker.
Okay.
Paint, everybody's always going to paint at some point,
right?
So who cares? That's never a deal breaker. But we have to remember a deal breaker could be the amount that you want to offer on that property.
Okay.
So for example, if we think that a house should sell for around $400,000 and you're crazy and you offer $600,000, that's a deal breaker.
Okay.
The bank is going to say no.
Right.
So you've really, they're not going to give you the money for the house, right? So you've really got to rely on your realtor's valuation of that home. And if you said, I want to offer 400, you're safe. That's good, right? We know the banks will be okay with that.
And
so,
some realtors would just let you do it.
100%.
And you wouldn't.
No, I would not. No. You know, I hate to talk about it, but during COVID, we saw a lot of not local realtors come down and sell their friends and cousins and brothers a house. And I'm sorry, but they don't know our values.
Right.
Just like I would have zero clue to go to Toronto and sell a home. I don't know if it's worth $1 million or $2 million. No idea. So you really got to rely on your agent's not only knowledge, experience, but the tools. We are able to pull up and see what homes are worth
Absolutely.
In this area.
Comparables, yeah.
An agent from out of town cannot. True. Right? So we kind of went on a tangent there. So that answers the deal breaker
okay.
question.
My next question is, sometimes I get an offer and on a one of the pages of the offer, it'll have conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'll have, this offer is conditional upon inspection or a financing. Like how do I know and what are conditions and why?
Yeah.
Like, why are they put in place?
That's a good question. And it is to protect you.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it is to protect you. So the most common conditions that we recommend are financing and inspection.
Okay.
Jump to inspection for a second. So let me answer it better. So a condition is put in place to protect you. You get the offer accepted. Tonight we write an offer. It's accepted. You now have about a week to get your conditions in line, fulfilled, and removed out of the offer.
Okay.
So what that means is you get your offer accepted. You have to go to the bank first off and say, I've bought a house. It's conditional on financing.
Okay.
Bank is going to say, okay, we know you're good because you've been pre-approved, but let's double check now the property tax on this specific property. Can you afford both the mortgage and the property tax?
Makes sense.
So number one.
Yep.
Also, this is where they then say, is that house worth it? So if, again, let's go back to the 400 versus 600.
Yes.
They're going to say, Jasmine, you're crazy. No, we are not giving you the money for that house. So the condition on inspection protects you. I'm sorry. The condition on financing protects you from overpaying.
Right.
Protects you from being able to afford it.
Okay.
Right? Now, usually if it's finance and inspection condition, we'll recommend a week. Kind of depends on the situation. Is the seller in a real hurry? Whatever the case may be. So you've got to do that, number one. Number two, inspection condition. The inspection condition, again, protects you. We're going to hire an inspector, which is going to cost you around $400.
Okay.
Okay. They are going to come in. They are going to go in those crawl spaces. They are going up on that roof. Things that we as realtors are not going to do.
And how you sometimes you don't even know. Like, how
That's
old
right.
is this? You know?
That's right. And they're going to give you basically just all the information you need on the house,
okay.
the guts and everything of the house. So that, again, protects you. If the inspector finds something that you don't like, you've got a couple of options. You can completely walk away from that offer and say, I am not buying this house. You can accept it and say, not a big deal. They really didn't find much. Or number three, we can renegotiate the offer. Now, I know there's a lot of realtors, if you are listening, are saying, shut up, Krista. But in reality, it is something that we do. If there is a major concern, we find out suddenly that the beams in a crawl space have dry rot, which we couldn't see and no
right.
one knew that and no one disclosed
Absolutely.
It. I'm willing to buy the house, but now I've just learned that this is going to cost me an extra $8,000. So we can renegotiate that price. So,
can we put other things in the offer conditions like
insurance?
Insurance.
Yep.
What
Back
about
in the
an
day.
Item? I like that, that stove. Or if it's not in the inclusions.
Good question. Yes. Doesn't really become a condition.
Okay.
So there's another section of the offer called chattels, and that's where we would place everything you want to buy in that home.
True.
So
okay.
if the appliances are not included, we can include them there. If there was something you really liked, I don't know, a couch that you really liked,
seen
we
that
can
before.
Ask for it.
I've
yes,
seen that.
That's right. I will caution, I always caution my buyers that if these are items that were not being offered in the inclusions beforehand, don't necessarily ask for them.
Okay.
Your seller is going to want money for them.
Right.
If we know maybe it's a fire sale or a divorce or a quick sale or whatever, and they're just looking to get rid of everything, okay, then I might suggest it. But you always want to, again, this is where you got to rely on your realtor to have a conversation with the listing agent and say, can I get some additional
right.
stuff? I really like that couch
yeah.
or whatever.
Yep.
But you can. To answer your question, yes, you can ask for absolutely anything.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. I have another question about closing. So if I need to move in 3 months, can I look at any property, or does it have to be kind of coinciding with
what the seller's offering?
Yeah.
Yes and no. So what a lot of people don't realize is on our system, the realtor system, we don't use realtor.ca. We use a different system. So on our system, it will always tell us what the seller's preferred closing is, whether it's immediate or 120 days or a specific date. I would say to you, if the house looks perfect, let's go look at it.
Okay.
I don't care if they want 120 days and you want 90. Number one, we're close enough. We'll work something out.
Negotiating, yeah.
It will also come down to your price. So let's say if somebody needed to sell this house tomorrow and you say, well, I don't need it for 90 days. You offer them enough money, they'll wait the 90 days.
For sure, yeah.
Right? So I always say to people, don't worry about that. But good question. If you know you don't want to move for 6 months, I'm going to say to you, I wouldn't start looking yet.
Okay.
You're too soon. Number one, by the time 6 months rolls around, values will change.
Houses will come and go. You'll see some that you want and you're like, I'm not ready yet.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Makes sense. So that makes sense.
I usually recommend 4 months at absolute most. Most sellers on average want to sell within 60 days.
Okay.
So if that kind of helps.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Are there any costs to closing? Or?
There are. So as a first-time buyer, you've got some incentives. Number one, your land transfer tax. Do you know what land transfer tax is? Most people don't.
I don't.
Even second, third, fourth-time buyers forget about this. So anytime you buy a home, whether you are a first, second, eighth-time buyer, there is a tax that has to be paid because it's Canada.
Oh, you know what? And I have heard of this. And it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yes.
So land transfer tax is I've purchased a home. We're transferring it into my name. Ontario government says, yay, 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 give us that money. We're going to charge you a tax. Now, it is a stepped formula on how much that amount is. It's a stepped formula.
So it's not just like one.
No.
Okay.
So like 0 to 150,000 is this percent, 150 to 2. And I learned that formula 21 years ago. And now there's a thing called Google.
I was just going to say, do you remember that?
No. But, you know, it's significant. Like, anywhere usually between $6,000 and $12,000.
I know. And that's where my friend, actually somebody in the office, when she bought her house, she had no clue.
Oh my
no
gosh.
Clue.
Yeah.
Bitter in the butt.
So that is, you got to remember that. Now back to, as a first time buyer, up to $500,000, a purchase price of $500,000, you don't pay that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do I have to like sign anything though to make sure that I qualify for that? Or am I just recognized automatically?
Yes and no. Like you have to tell your lawyer, I am a first time buyer.
Okay.
If you're lying about that, they would pull up your name and go,
It's not hard to find out.
Yeah. Like in 1998, you did buy a property. Why did you lie about it? Mm-hmm. So, and the nice thing is, let's say if it's you and your significant other buying a house together, and let's say he or she was a second time buyer.
Okay.
You still save your 50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's together.
Even if it's together.
That's
awesome. So that's nice. There's that incentive. So you do and do not have that closing cost. You will pay a lawyer to close your property.
Okay.
In Canada, we use lawyers. That fee depends which lawyer you choose and how much work they have to do. I'm going to say you could be anywhere between $1,500 and $2,500. Bank on around $1,800 to purchase.
Okay.
Now keep in mind, you need that lawyer fee as well to prove to the bank on top of your down payment. So if you're putting down 5%, let's just say you're buying a $300,000 house, that's $15,000. You need to show that you have the additional $1,800 for the lawyer in your account as well.
Oh, okay.
Lawyers got to get paid.
Right.
Right? So that has to be paid. Other than that, no, there is no cost for setting up utilities, especially if you've rented before and you've had an account with Enwin or Hydro One or whatever. You just simply transfer that over. But there's no other closing cost to buying a house.
Okay.
Yeah. Inspection if you do so.
Right. It's worth it in the end.
That's peace of mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
Anything else? Any other questions?
What about new builds? Could a first-time home buyer purchase a new build?
100%. Yeah. Okay. There's no rules of what you can and cannot buy. New builds are a whole different animal. They take longer, usually about a year.
I'm guessing the down payment has to be more hefty.
So this is where we will refer to a mortgage broker, but you can still do the 5% okay. down. Builders, though, want a larger deposit for themselves.
True. Okay.
Right?
Makes sense.
And I want to say $60,000 to $80,000. I could be wrong. It could be $100,000.
It's a lot.
But yeah, we're going to refer to the builder and a mortgage broker on that.
Okay.
So.
Good to know.
I think we covered most of it.
I think we did.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go over quickly, because we are What's Up Windsor. Windsor news and what's going on this weekend in town.
Yes.
So, Amherstburg, which tell me that's where you're originally from.
Yeah, my family's from Amherstburg. We actually have a McCurdy Street.
Yes. So, yeah. Yeah. I can see the sign in my head.
Right. Yeah.
So, in Amherstburg this weekend is the True Fest. They had it last year. They've got it again this year, this weekend. Super fun festival. Music in the streets, food vendors, all that kind of stuff.
Good times.
And you just come and you totally be yourself. Yeah. So I wish more municipalities would do that, because why not?
Do we know what the weather is going to be like? I might go if it's nice.
I believe it's warming up, okay. but which means slush. I heard damp though still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
And the other thing, of course, going on this weekend, now that they're back, is the Windsor Express Games.
Yes.
I've never been to one.
Honestly, it's fun. If you have nothing to do, bring the kids. Like, they have snacks. You know, they have the little halftime shows. That's fun.
It's cute. Yeah, with the cheerleaders and stuff.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a good time. Yeah, I like it.
Other than that, everybody, be sure to check out our social media pages. We've got the open house list there, so you can check out some of our open houses. Other than that, thank you so much for joining
me. Anytime. I love being with you.
Yeah. And thanks for watching. Bye.